This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode.
What a do, brought to you by your favorite and fabulous cousins, Brinny Ray
and Ambala. Yes! Guys, we've had an epiphany.
Oh, have we?
We haven't had an epiphany, but if you listen to our last episodes with Jules, you can actually watch it on YouTube.
Your journey.
Jules was like, I feel like I'm your cousin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you've been a ride or dier for like since we've ever started, we've been wondering what to call. We don't want to call you fans, but like our listeners, our besties.
We had some disgusting names,
but Jules has
enlightened me. Yeah.
What?
We get it. Lights on.
Yeah, lights on. Light bulb moment.
Light bulb.
And you guys are all our cousins. We're all cousins. We're all cousins. You're all part of the fam.
The fat org is all
coming together.
You know what?
Our community is a family, and you lot are our cousins. So we will now refer to you, our wonderful listeners, as our cousins. So you, darling, yes, I'm talking to you. You are my cousin. And when you see me upon the street,
be like, hey, hey cuz. What up, cuz? I'll be like, yeah, cuz, you coming to the cookout,
cuz.
Oh my God, we're having an event.
What the fuck, we're going to have a cookout?
Yeah. And it's going to be like bare food, oh like bare chicken
the
and
family
that.
Family cookout. The cousin.
You know what?
We've done a lot.
And I think we're just going to get into the episode before we start getting really excited.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're having a cookout.
We're having a cookout. Summer 2022, come at me, bro.
If we get out of this pandemic.
The pandemic miso soup is back.
It's miso souping because I'm like, I'm trying not to be on edge.
Yeah.
But like, are we going into another lockdown?
Shall I be like the opinion that no one wants? Or what's it called?
What, the Karen? All right.
No. What's it? The unpopular opinion or whatever it is. Mm. I want a lockdown.
You know what?
I want it for winter. Get me down.
January, February, Jan, Feb, March.
Keep me indoors.
Okay.
Keep me indoors. April, let me out.
Hear me out. Yes, financially. Oof. It'll be sweet. Oof. But I'm not being funny. Like, I will only co-sign a lockdown if I have a sweet one. So I can be like, can you pack your spinning night bag?
No, but you can just do the young, like, shumma. Like, just come over, like.
No, there needs to be someone. Who am I coming
over?
Yeah,
illegal things, like.
No, I don't think you understand.
He wants someone to live with you.
No. We need to be open until I find the candidate.
You don't want to find
like, you can't
during,
put me in the lockdown and I'm all like twiddling my thumbs.
If you don't, I'll come over.
Yay.
She hates when I suggest that.
Yay.
But then when I'm there, she loves it.
Yay.
She'll be in bed there chatting to me and I'm like, go away.
Oh God. Yeah, it's sounding more and more like there will be.
I don't think Boris will. He won't do it.
No, he might do restrictions. He might do like the tier. Remember the tier where it was like only certain shops were open, certain shops have to close. But I think them shop people, I was about to call them shopkeepers, them people, them that run the shops, they're going to riot. They're not going
to
have it.
Well, no, they're not going to riot because this country don't know how to riot. Because if this country rioted properly, there were a lot of things would have happened that has happened.
That is true. Well, they're going to riot in their corporate conservative way where they go to business meetings and cuss each other and be like, you have
unions
to do this.
Unions and shit like that.
You have to do that. Not unions. You know, like when, you know, there's a lot of conspiracy theories with like the government. I know this is not really the podcast for that and I shouldn't be going into that. But you know how like when it was lockdown, there was certain like Weatherspoons was open, all of that.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically just based on like the relationships you have. So if the big Donnies go be like, oh, Boris, mate, you can't shut the shops. Because, or I'll pay you this much, or
the nasal voice.
Cynthia, you know, them ones that they're always a favor for favor.
Wait, I've got a really funny story to tell you after this. So relevant.
No, just tell it.
It's so relevant to this.
Go on.
Basically, When I was getting ready for WizKid, I was like to Mercy.
That's
I was
a perfect
like,
segue because I do want to talk about WizKid.
I was like, Merce, basically, like, I'm Nigerian now. So, like, what's my Nigerian name? My God, like, what's my Nigerian name going to be? Like, I was like, do I look like a Temitope or like a Jadisola? And she's like, not going to lie, you look quite Igbo. So I'd say like a Cynthia.
Oh, is Cynthia an Igbo name?
I don't know. She's like, you'd have like a white name like that. I was like, oh. I wanted like a Yoruba name.
Let me think. What would I call
you? What do I look like? I don't look like a Jadisola. And they call me Jade for short.
You're
like a Temi Tope.
No, you're not a Temi. You're not a Temi.
Tolulope. No, that's a boy's name.
Yora. What would she be? Guys, come at us. If you think of what Amber's Nigerian name would be.
I'm not a, like a Bisaya.
No, but you're definitely... I get Mercy's point in the sense of like, you would be them Nigerians with like the white name. Like you'd be like a Mary.
Yeah, yeah. Or like an Elizabeth. She said something like that, like an Elizabeth.
You get it. But then you would have the middle names that are doing up. Yeah. But the first name, yeah.
I'll be Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Be Elizabeth.
Or you might be, you know what you'd be? You'd be from them families like the New Age creatives, like they're a bit woke. So they might actually call you Africa. No, I'm actually being so serious. Well, like they wouldn't want to be like so traditional, but it's like we still want like heritage. So they might even call you like Lagos. But like put an accent on it and it's like
Lego.
You get what I'm saying? Like the S is silent. You get it?
It's Lego, but the S is silent like lasagna. I roll silent like the G in lasagna.
So it's like Lego.
Child.
What is wrong with us?
What is wrong with us?
Anyway, WizKid.
Yeah.
WizKid. So if you haven't seen,
let me say yeah.
If you haven't seen, he actually has a feature in Vogue where he talks about the concert, fatherhood, life of Wiz. So go check it out. He looks pretty, pretty hot.
Do you know what?
He's kind of like...
He's got the most
sex appeal. No.
Bro, when I was watching him wind his waist, I was do I want this?
No. So
am I attracted to this?
Well, I was like, I'm not really. I'm only getting into concerts recently. I've never really been a concert girl. So I've never been to a WizKid concert, right?
Yeah, first same. One.
So he's getting on gyrate and he's gyrating, but like not even to just gyrate to every song. He's just gyrating. So I turned to my friend. I was like, sorry, I didn't know this was a thing. I didn't know he was like on a sex appeal thing. She was like, yeah. I was like, oh.
So sexy. I kind of. Is this move? One sec, guys. I'm getting up.
Yeah, she's getting up. All right, POV. She's standing. She's whining. She's doing, wait. Okay, it's like a two-step, but a wind down low and she's lifting up the top and she's whining. Yeah, gyrating the hips and that.
I was like. Get your
no. It's when he was doing
in between my legs and gyrate in me.
It's when he'll be doing that, but then he'll put his hand down. Like the
I'm like, don't do that,
WizKid. What you trying to? What you trying to get into, WizKid?
Get into it, yeah.
What you trying to get into, guys? If you by now the concerts are over, if you weren't able to go,
political peak.
Sorry to that man. Yeah. I don't know. What do you say? It was the biggest motive ever.
It was. Sorry. I'm just trying to.
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Get
like...
tickets for like the last
show. Oh, okay. I thought you were like just... texting.
No. What was the question?
My head hurts. Anyway, when I walked in, okay, POV. It's not even POV. It's just live. That's the biggest thing I've been to with people since the pandemic.
Yeah.
So when I walked into the...
That's how I felt when I went to Burna Boy.
Right, yeah. You went to Burna.
Because I went
to
Burna Boy.
Yeah.
And I was like, why don't I feel so at home? Because everyone's black. And I just feel like I can be like me. Like unapologetically
black. Who are you?
And then T-Light like, is just like, wow, there's so many people here.
Yeah. I think because we got there into the bit a bit late, so it was more or less he was about to start and maybe like 15,
I literally
20.
yeah same. I had about 10-15 minutes when he came on.
So when I walked into the stadium, it was very much like the stadium.
One more time.
The stadium.
I cannot deal.
I'm on annual leave, baby. I actually think my brain cells disconnect when I'm on holiday.
Are you on annual leave?
Yeah. I've literally said that. No, just today, tomorrow and Thursday.
That's so fun.
So yeah, like, whatever's inception when you guys listen. But when I went to the stadium, I was so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Because it almost felt like, oh my God, you know those shows where they have like, how do you explain it? They have like a stadium in the background with a crowd, but it's clearly a green screen.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah,
not
yeah,
real.
Yeah.
It felt like that for 2 seconds. I was like, wait.
Is this actually so many
Yeah,
people?
I was like, And I had to adjust like, oh, okay, we're here. This is mad.
Did you have the little wristband lights?
No, no.
Oh my God. So when I went,
I heard about this.
Basically, in the cup holders, there were these like jelly light things.
Oh.
And you pull out this little plastic thing. And I was like to Mercy, what's this with like clicking the buttons? Next minute he comes on, everyone's lights like change color to like the beat. And it was, because obviously like the whole place like in unison.
I think they had that on the first night. The second night, I don't think that was a thing.
Hmm.
Obviously, by the time this comes out, I would have gone to the third night. But
yeah.
Obviously, don't know.
We'll find out next week.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah.
Who knows? It was just, it was a really good concert, I feel like, because all his songs are such feel-good vibes, it's difficult to have a bad time because...
Yeah, because the songs are a good
time. All the songs are a good time. And obviously, we went to different nights, so like, I don't know.
We have different perspectives.
Yeah.
Because we spoke about briefly on text when I was on my way back, and... Where I was sitting, I was on like the right side of the stage.
You were quite close to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Closer than I was.
So I deeped my, because obviously I was going back and forth on text being like, yeah, I just felt like the production value wasn't like what I was expecting, especially the level he's at now, like all the accolades and stuff. I still stand by that. But I think my perception of that is because I could physically see the issues.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
when
yeah.
there's like a sound issue and he's telling the backing vocalist to like stop singing and.
Oh, he was doing that to us. He's like, bass. And he'd be like, cut and this things like that. The sound was an issue.
Yeah.
I will be honest, sound was an issue. A lot of the time it took a while for me to hear what the song was and I couldn't really hear him singing. It was like he was kind of whispering. Like even when
I think it might be a speaker thing though, because
it could be.
When I watch people snaps, you know, when they're recording and they're singing, the further away from the stage you are, the more you can hear your own voice.
Yeah.
Whereas I was closer. So when I'm singing, you actually can't hear.
I
you can just hear
sing,
the sound. Yeah.
Because like when LMA came on, like, I've got the video, you can hear it. Like you can't really hear her.
I saw the Chris Brown as well. It was similar.
Yeah,
you couldn't really hear him.
Guys, by the time Chris Brown came on and I clocked it as Chris Brown, Chris Brown's song was done. Everyone, he's like, yeah, you know, like all that whole speech he did about Chris, I did not hear a word of that. Me, I was like, who's coming on? Who's coming on? Everyone went, wah! I was recording. I was like, who is it? My son, it's Chris Brown. I was like, who? Chris Brown. I'm like, who? She's like, Chris Brown. Then I heard something. I was like, yo, it's Chris Brown. I was like, that is my... The song ended. Like, I couldn't hear it. It was a bit mad when Chris Brown came on. Me and Mercy were like, do you dance or not? Do you dance or not? And we were like, I think it was more like a shock, like, rah, he's really here.
Yeah, yeah. And he's not
then,
been in the
like,
country for so long.
A fan thing. So I've never actually been a fan of Chris Brown anyway. So it doesn't really faze me whether he's allowed in the country or not. But my mum did say one really jokes thing. Years ago when I went to Fresh Island Festival, Chris Brown was performing.
Oh, yeah.
And we couldn't get in to see him, even though we were like VIP there. Like everyone like rushed in. And my mum goes, you went all the way to Croatia to see Chris Brown, but... All the time, you was just gonna see him here in London. I was like, okay, yeah, thanks. But yeah, no, it was a good time. Like, and everyone was just like singing, like just having a good time.
Yeah, it was a very feel good moment. Everyone was just enjoying themselves. Funny thing, when I was on, oh, fucking funny story, I was on the train home and this guy is like sitting next to me. You know the ones when it's like you can tell you they want to talk to you, but it's like, okay.
I saw a painting on my train.
He wasn't painting. I wish a bitch would. I wish he was. So the girls opposite were talking. They must have said something funny. So I started laughing. He looked at me and laughed. I thought we were like both eavesdropping and laughing. No, he's just trying to get my attention. So I'm like, bitch, why are you laughing? No, because I'm laughing at them. Anyway, then he starts talking. He's like, yeah, man. Today, boy. Yeah, my friend left me. Yeah, my friend left. I was like, sorry, is this a therapy session? He's like, yeah. He's too busy chasing after Gyal. Yeah. He's like, anyway. I didn't even come from Wizkid. Like, I don't even like Wizkid like that. I don't even like Afrobeats.
So where did he come from?
I was like, oh, where are you from? He's like, Jamaica. I was like, oh, okay, bet. Like, kind of get it. Bashman, ooh. And
one up your waist.
And he's going on and on. And he's like, yeah, man. Obviously, we came for girls, innit? Like,
You pay money to go for girls.
It was such a like penny drop moment. I was like, wow, people are actually here for the motive of that many people being there, not for the concert. That is mad to me.
That is so icky.
No, he said he slept halfway through.
That is so icky to me. Like, you're taking up someone's space. I really wanted to be there because you want gyal.
You
want to
chirp girls.
Because after the concert, there was me and Matthew's waiting for a friend of hers. And there was this guy just lingering on his own, lingering outside. And we're like, and then we sense that he's trying to get girl because he'd like hesitate, like try to see which girl. And then he'd be like, no. And we were standing like facing people walking towards us. But he's had his back towards us. So he's like backing into us. And I'm like, Mercy, we're going to stand right here and I'm going to wait for him to bump into us. And I'm going to be like, what are you doing? Like, look the way you're meant to be walking. But he didn't in the end. But then we clocked and he clocked us and he like moved away from us.
Right.
I was like, are you a tramp?
No, it's a number of people that were lingering around the O2 after. Like,
go home. There's no trip. The way I had to run home. I got the last Northern Line, boy. From London Bridge. It was I was like, do I get off at Waterloo or London Bridge? And I was like, let me do London Bridge and just run. Also it's closer Northern Line to Jubilee Line, London Bridge. Waterloo is like a fucking pilgrimage to the Northern Line. And then I got off at London Bridge. There was like, it's a Sunday service. The last Northern Line is in 3 minutes. I was like, whether it's Edgeware or High Barnet, let me just get to Camden.
Yeah.
And it was High Barnet.
Oh, you're so lucky, babe. Mate, when they said, they were like, the last Jubilee Line train is in 8 minutes. No, westbound. My friends are going eastbound. I was like, see ya. Like, there's no point us getting huddling together. You're going a different way. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
No. No one's got cab money. From the hotel.
From the O2. Must be mad. I'm sleeping in there then.
I'm gonna stay there until Wednesday.
Do you know what? I would actually have to like call, ring. Hi, it's me. I know I ghosted you, but can I come over?
Yeah, it might have to be adapting.
Yeah.
Or you just mill around and hope like a guy will be like, hey miss. I'll give you my number if you drop me home.
No, literally.
It really bees like that.
Fucking hell. But yeah, it was a really good time. And I think, it was just a feel good. Sorry, we're not trying to rub it in for anyone. But you can catch the live stream. You can rewatch it. And sometimes it's better to rewatch it because you get angles and things like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I'm trying to get tickets for tomorrow. I think this guy's a bit suspect. So, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be.
Just
like, why am I forcing it?
Just put on your story, like, has anyone said anything?
I did.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah, you did.
And then your friend sent me someone, but then he'd already sold it by the time. Shanice?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, oh, my friend's selling them. Like, I don't know if they're still there. But I'll see. Do you know what? More people tomorrow might be selling them.
Bare last minute. Just be on standby.
I'll actually just get it on my own and go on my own. I'm sure I'll then find people that are still going. I'll be like, I'm coming with you. Yeah. I don't mind doing things like that. You know what I mean? I'm a bit of a weirdo. Like,
mate, it's them making me waste my lateral flow. When I walked through the thing, I said that. I said, you lot made me waste my last lateral flow.
Yeah, they didn't check.
They're getting on my nerves.
And I actually did the test and I was like,
I did it as I shoved it on my nose.
Yeah. I did it because Mercy was in my room and I was like, I have to do it. Like, proper. It's all mad. But yeah, shout out WizKid. Wizzy baby.
Shout out WizKid.
And yeah, so.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Take it down.
Also, on the day that I went, we all received some really super sad news that the iconic, legendary Virgil Abloh tragically passed away on Wednesday.
No, Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah. What is wrong with me?
I don't know.
And it's just so sad. Life is very short. And do you know what I clocked as well? No matter how much money you have, no matter who you are, death catches us all.
Yeah.
You can't escape it. You can't avoid it. Maybe you can for a certain amount of time. We like good doctors and stuff, but we all end up with the same fate. And it just dawned on me, nothing actually ever matters in this life, but it does. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But you know what? I think it's obviously difficult to say something like on the bright side or the silver lining, but How do I say it? I'm trying to say it without sounding insensitive because I don't mean to be insensitive.
He did a lot in his last...
Yeah,
he
as in like,
so
I feel
much.
Like he...
He knew.
Him passing, he's almost done everything that he needed to do on this earth in terms of creating impact and leaving legacy.
Oh,
and it's
big
a
time.
Really, as sad as it sounds, it's a good way to go out knowing that, like, you know, I came, I saw, I conquered, I left my mark on this earth and people will remember. It's not about like living a life of people remembering you. It's not what it's about because not everyone can be like on the level that he was on. But yeah, I think that was really important. And him passing, it made me think a lot about that in terms of like, what life are you living? And when you do go, what will people say about you? And what is your impact? And what, you know, what impact did you have on people? Not even necessarily like what impact.
Yeah, but like even
like
your friends and family and, you know, will you not being there like create a gap in their lives and stuff? And that's kind of what you do when, like, you want to do good enough in the world where like you're missed but you're celebrated and people are like, I'm so happy I got to meet that person or I'm so happy that I was able to be in the same world as this person, experience the greatness that they brought into this world. And that doesn't have to be on a global scale, like that can literally be like to your next door neighbor, but just like a general thing. And he did so much for Black creatives and like leveling them and like bringing them up. Like, I know that like Cortez, like he
But I think it was
madness for that
it
brand.
It was great to see, like, obviously hindsight is 2020. So when you look back now, you realize why he was almost aligning himself with smaller designers in the last like year or so. Because it's like, I'm going to use my fame and my clout to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess they're almost in similar fit from a like streetwear perspective. Yeah. Like Cortez is actually like doing bits in, I won't even say UK because I'm sure they're probably wearing it in LA and wherever.
Well, David
Guetta
DM'd them. Was like, do you have a code? Can I buy some stuff? And everyone buys it, by the way. He doesn't get.
Yeah, and that is almost like changing the perception. Not really perception, but like kind of shifting streetwear in London. I mean, you see it a lot, right? Like wearing joggers, but it's like you're actually going out. It's not like just, you know.
My friend wore joggers to Maddox. Cortez joggers to Maddox.
That's mad. She got let in.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And she wore them Skepta Air Maxes as well.
Kind of cool.
Not the TNs, the Skepta TNs and like a cute top. And it was like, this is what streetwear is now. Mm. You wear it to clubs like Maddox.
It's a vibe.
But yeah, like rest in eternal peace. And just like a huge thank you for everything that you've done in the fashion industry. Obviously, we were cussing you out last year. Just for the £50 donation.
I mean, because I was thinking about that on the way.
Do we have an episode? It's called like Virgil or like 50. What's...
Yeah, I can't remember. I feel
like
we've got
an episode like that.
But no, I was thinking about that on the way because it's not funny. But like, I guess when people pass away, you start thinking, right, like, what did I say about that person? Like, right, I kind of take it back.
But
it's like, I don't, in the moment, that was very much a response to what had happened. And great people can do weird things that need to be checked.
No, I was laughing. I was like, gosh, not us. We're typical.
Or it's only going to be us. But no, like, he's an icon. He's the first African-American to ever be an artistic director for Louis Vuitton in the brand's entire 167 years in existence.
Mental.
That is mad. And especially at his age as well. Yeah. He's quite young,
relative to he was 41.
Some of the like old fashioned heads that are what, like in their 50s, 60s. Mm-hmm. Like he made it pretty early on.
Yeah.
So that's quite iconic. So basically his, I think it should be out now actually, his final collection with Louis Vuitton. Titled Virgil Was Here. Should be out now.
That's the,
And it celebrates his impact on fashion and his legacy as a whole. They probably knew. He would have told them, probably.
Yeah, he probably
would have
had
for it. Yeah, planned for it.
Because obviously he died of cancer, by the way. If no one knows, like a really rare type of cancer. So, you know, doctors would have told him, you've got X amount of time and stuff. So I'm sure he got things ready and was like, look, when it's time, you release this. So I'm sure this was ready ages ago. And I think it's nice that there's something like after him that can be bought and remembered.
Yeah, for sure.
Of him, if that makes sense. It's sad, but life.
And at least we can say in our lifetime we got to live in the same lifetime as him and witness.
He's going to go down like
he's going to go down in history, basically.
In history, you know, in like if you study fashion, and I'm sure he will be someone that's discussed a lot. And
memorialized. I have no clue what that means, but I've been saying it a lot.
And Off-White. Now, like, what happens with Off-White?
You know what? I was actually eyeing up a pair of Off-White trainers the other day. So I think I need to just get them in honor of...
Yeah, it's a sign.
It's a sign. I think I should just get them. Use my voucher.
Yeah.
Get some Off-White.
Get some Off-White.
It's really sad. I was quite low when I afterwards.
Yeah, because like, when I found out, I was getting ready. And I was like, ah! Like, I found out, and I the first thing I did was message you. I didn't even check if it was true or not. I was like, pretty.
Yeah, because I was sitting, I was at the baby shower, and I was getting, obviously, I got post notifications for that fashion page. So I was seeing tweets. I wasn't looking at my phone. When you messaged me, my headphones nearly fell off my head. I was like, what?
Yeah. It was so sad. And then I was getting ready, and I was like, God, I wish I didn't see that news then. But then, bless, like, WizKid did, like, a little, like, slow projector. Song. And then projector was, like, rest in peace, Virgil Abloh, like, kind of thing. And, like, it was very emotional and very touching. Mm. And I think it's very difficult on him, you know, hearing your friend has passed away right before a concert. Mm-mm-mm. And a lot of people were like, oh, he was low in energy. But it's like... Imagine finding out your friend has passed
and
away.
And having to perform.
And he still did, I think, an amazing job to continue, like, keep them energy levels up. But, just a little bit of sad, tragic news. And he was also given a shout, not a shout out, like a memorial thing at the British Fashion. At the Fashion. It's not British Fashion. It's just a Fashion Awards. Maybe it's just been held in London this year.
I have no clue what that thing is.
I think it's just a Fashion Awards, but maybe this year it's here.
I think this year it's more big because it's like powered by TikTok, which makes everything, like, if TikTok are behind it,
TikTok sponsor?
I don't know if it's sponsored or like they ran it or it's like, I don't know, something. It's like Fashion Awards, but in the brackets, it's like TikTok. So they obviously have a better reach in terms of like,
putting things
in your face type of thing. But it's just so funny how these events just come around and it's like, okay.
And I just was like, there's so many cool people in London right now. That's what I was so confused by. Like
Gabrielle Union's in town.
These people come to London. Yeah. I feel like London, like, no one rates London anymore. Like, no American celebs are
we don't rate it. Yeah, because someone was, one of my friends, she's in like the music industry, she says, you'll be surprised how many celebrities actually come to London, but they're just like low key.
Like,
they're not trying to publicize.
I guess because London's so small.
Yeah. It's almost like going to Paris. Like the way that, like, I'm going to Paris. Like,
It's mental.
Apparently, Chris Brown was playing basketball in Tottenham.
Yeah. He was in Haringey.
Oh, yeah.
He was playing with the Haringey Sixth Formers or something like that, the Haringey, whatever they're called. Right. He was playing, like, that is so random. Imagine going in for training and fucking Chris Brown's there. Like, what the fuck? What the cluck?
No, what the cluck?
Like, so hashtag rando, but it's that go sometime. It's that go. I'm just trying to see.
Yeah.
So, the British Fashion Awards.
I don't think it's British. The
Fashion Awards. Is part of the British Fashion Council.
Oh, them people there.
Something along those lines.
At least they're trying to be cool.
Yeah.
And linking up with TikTok.
That is pretty cool.
Maybe that's why it seemed a bit energized.
Yeah, probably. They probably had a room to,
you know what this is? Is this the one that last year Naomi Campbell did? No, that's something else. Naomi Campbell did something like an event. No, that might be something else.
I'm not too sure.
I don't know. I can't keep up.
I don't know.
But then again, it's like, do we care?
I mean...
Like, I know we're a fashion podcast. I know we have to talk about it. But sometimes I'm just like...
It was just random because I just have no idea about, like, what it actually is. I feel like it's difficult to talk on something I have no idea about. But Billy Porter presented it.
Yeah.
He's a bit iconic, isn't he? It was cool to see. Yeah, it was just cool to see loads of cool people there. I had a few looks.
Oh, my God. Brie Runaway looked...
But does she ever miss?
Never.
Just, you know.
Never.
She never misses, never. Ever. She knows exactly what she's doing. Oh my God, she's nominated for a Brit Award.
Was it Rising Star?
Yeah. How amazing.
She's coming in. This is her moment.
Yeah, the UK needs to start fucking putting some respect on her name.
Wake up.
Wake the fuck up. No, the UK, we've said this before about Brie Runway. The UK is such bad vibes.
No, we are bad vibes, but also, I just think her sound doesn't ring off in the UK black scene.
Yeah, I'm like, trying
they're
to
not
like, gonna
play.
If you go like Recess or DLT, they're gonna like,
Recess.
Me, ha, ha, ha.
Do you get what I'm saying? It's a good song. Don't get me wrong.
Here like a Yamaha.
But it's, it kind of gives Mr. DJ's on the replay. Like, it's that kind of. I don't know what I'm doing. Am I dissing her? I'm not dissing her. It's that kind of
sound
where I think you'd probably hear it more in the London nightclub scene, which we don't go to nightclubs because we have a terrible experience. So she's gonna blow here off of the not the community.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, like it's,
we'll listen to it in like our own, but it won't be paid.
Why am I spilling my drink on
myself? What is going on here? Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. Clean up on aisle 12. It's a bit like Ray. Where, like, her songs, gonna what them songs she was singing, boy, they're not for us.
No.
But then when she comes and does drill, we're like, okay, we can vibe to that. I can listen to that. So, yeah, it's just different strokes for different folks, really. That's all it is.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
But
we love Brie Runway.
No.
It's a Brie Runway stan podcast.
This is a I think we've moved on from Chloe X... Hallie.
Oh my God, stop. Bye. See ya. Chloe's ruined. She's getting them on her.
Oh, she's so jarring. But we are a Brie. We've been a Brie Runway stan account since day one. But yeah, some of the looks were cool. Some of the looks were questionable.
Gabrielle Union looks stunning.
Stunning. And her makeup.
Oh, by painted by
Esther. What the fuck? Shout out to Esther because that is a big effing deal. That is a big deal, man. Like, I feel like I'm her friend. I feel so proud of her. Like, I'm just like, I'm so happy for you.
For sure.
She was on my list of makeup artists. I think I emailed her, but I don't think I could afford her. Quite rightly so. Like,
you're
that
also,
is fine.
You know, Amber's like, she's so funny because she's so like...
I have no idea about anything.
Okay, example. Final night of WizKid, someone is selling two tickets for block 1112. No, 112. So 112.
Say the fucking number.
Block 112.
It's basically
get
right
on
up
your
his
phone
nostril.
And do the Googles. It's the right side of the stage. Amber said, yeah. So I can't even make this shit up. She's like, yeah, someone's selling tickets. Yeah. I said 60.
Like, in my head, I'm like, sure they'll do, like, two of them for 60 quid.
I was like, each? She's like, no, all in. I said, the right side of the stage, final night of WizKid, when everyone wants to go and you want to sell it to you for £30.
Because in my head...
And my girl was smiling, like, yeah, like, she thought. Because the girl said, offers, she's open to offers, let's negotiate. And Amber's like, yeah, like, I've gone in at a good level.
I'm such a bad haggler.
All right, tell us how much a girl got them for.
Wait. Firstly, the reason why I said £60 for both is because my ticket was £45. So I'm like,
but
okay.
Where were you? You were on the other side.
Yeah, I was 104.
And also, did you realise the prices were going up each night? So they have this thing like supply and demand. So if there's a lot of demand, the next day the prices go up accordingly because they know a lot of people want it. So
how much
where
were
you
yours?
Paid for it? But mine was like 109. I paid like £100 and I'm in block 109.
Jesse!
Yeah, yeah. And that's just like,
that's,
I mean, they
double
call it,
what I
they call it like
what I
a premium ticket, but there's no perks, premium. Like, there's
yeah.
no premium, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so she's, so if my mathematics was, surely hers must be around 45 quid as well. So obviously she wants to sell them, so she might like reduce it by like 10, 15 quid. So I was like, yeah, £60 all in. But she actually purchased the tickets for £180 each.
I mean, rightly so.
So I didn't even respond.
You weren't in the running.
I didn't even respond. So she's like, hey, babes, this is how much I paid for it. Show me the proof. She was like, I'm open to negotiations. I have let that girl on red because what am I negotiating? £300? No thanks. You must be, I've already been. I don't need to go again.
Bomba.
That's what I said. I looked at the phone and said, Bomba.
Mate, that's what Amber's like. Booking expensive makeup artists, underbuying whiskey tickets.
I just have no like sense of like, not what money is, but like how expensive things should be. Like in my head, I'm still like very cheap in my head, but prices have risen.
Yeah.
Like life is expensive.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I'm expecting things to be cheap.
That is so funny.
Because it's not.
It ain't. Anyway, so how did we get there? Painted by Essa did Gabrielle Union's
makeup.
Yeah, that
and,
was it.
And Gabrielle Union looked fucking stunning. I think she stole the show. I do. I really do. Mate, Kris Jenner was here.
Yeah, I didn't really like what she was wearing, though. She was wearing that like some Tommy Hilfiger
flag. That's what it looks like. It looks like a damn flag. I don't get it.
And I don't really fuck
I didn't
with
like
Tommy
it.
Hilfiger as well.
Yeah, no, like, I don't fucking Tommy Hilfiger
like
either.
He's a racist. He's a racist.
Mm. Every time I see black people and Tommy Hilfiger, I'm like,
what are you doing?
I'm like, your ancestors are turning in their grave. Like, get out.
Yeah, everyone's saying she stole the show, bless her. Yeah, this was where Naomi Campbell did. She did something at the Fashion Awards last year. Right, okay, I need to add this to my calendar.
Do you know who else's outfit I really liked?
I'm trying to see.
Oh, do you know who else's
wore?
Outfit I really hated?
Yeah.
Winnie Harlow, she was in Moncler. What the hell is that?
It's like a jacket or
like it's like puffy puff, like I don't know. I wasn't really fucked.
Oh,
like
so Gabrielle Union was wearing Valentino Fall 2021 haute couture. A lime
Stunning.
Green dress. It's very prom-esque.
Lime
it's
green.
Prom, but make it IMG on the top.
Yeah.
I quite like that.
Lime green on black skin. Oof. Does something
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
It gets me, my gets fanny tingling. Sorry. It just fucking does. Like, my fanny fluttering. Like, it's so sexy. Lime green, red,
orange,
hot pink.
Then just those kind of neon-esque highlight,
yeah.
them highlighter
the
colors.
Highlight, even the blue. Woo!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On, like, black skin that's been in the sun and now you're glowing. You put the cocoa butter on. Wow.
Yeah, you're onto something.
It does things
still.
To me.
You're onto something still.
It just looks so good. I also really liked, I don't know who this person is.
Let me see.
But I really like, it was very, like, elegant. I really like it.
I mean, her name is literally right there.
No, but as in, I know what her name is, but I just don't know who she is.
Kate Beckinsale.
Do we know her?
No clue. Yeah, it's quite simple.
Simple,
yeah,
like,
elegant.
Like, really elegant, very lovely.
Very lovely.
Oh, yeah. Also, I found the dress of my... I know what dress I'm wearing to my 30th birthday.
Oh, my God, stop. Not the 30th, child.
Hang on. I need to get the name of it. What's it called? British... No, Fashion Awards. Fashion Awards. No, I found it and I'm buying it, okay? What is going on?
I don't know. Mate, Romeo Beckham is...
So painted. Spitting image of his dad.
Why are you like my MCM but not my age, mate?
Yeah.
I would go to jail.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They are calling the cops on me.
Oh, I found it. Right. I don't know where this is. I don't know what event this is. The 29th. When was the... Oh, maybe this was... Anyways. Zendaya is wearing Roberto Cavalli full winter year 2000, right? Look at this dress, right?
Yeah.
I'm wearing this on my 30th birthday.
Yeah.
Look at the back of the dress.
Ooh.
It's a fucking Scorpio.
Oh, I thought, let me see.
Mate.
Looks a bit like a corset.
I'm getting, that is the dress that I'm wearing to my 30th birthday.
Yeah, because you are a Scorpio. That is quite nice. But I think it should be one of the dresses, not the dress.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's like party in the back, but like you want something that's like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
statement in the front as well.
If you guys don't know, I'm like booking a villa, like abroad somewhere hot, really sexy. So this might be like my dinner dress, and then I turn something a bit more slutty.
Abroad, really sexy.
For, because obviously we're manifesting money and richness.
Money, money,
and
money.
I'm literally just going to be like, friends, just get your tickets. Everything else is sorted.
Oh my God.
Book your time of annual leave.
Stop.
If you can't, I will personally email your boss for you.
No, literally.
But yeah, it's a very stunning dress.
Oh my God, Bianca Saunders was there. She looked stunning.
She looked really good. She did look really, really good.
Oh,
oh yeah. Do you know who else didn't look really, really good? Priyanka Chopra.
Oh my God, look at Griff.
Awful.
Oh,
love Griff.
I love Griff. She's wearing Simone Rochelle. You know what? I've quite liked that brand.
But that was who we saw for the talk, wasn't it?
Yes!
Do you know why I clock? Because every time we see a Simone Rocha dress, we're like, we love it, we love it. And then we're like, oh, we always love it, we always love it. Then we went to the talk at the day thing. We're like, we know this woman. And then
yeah.
2 and 2 is now making 4.
Oh, wow. So we've been in a room with Simone Rocha.
We've had we've listened to a talk by Simone Rocha, and she is so fucking cool.
Mm.
And she gave us an epiphany then as well, but we will not tell you
what it is. Yeah, we can't talk too much about it.
Look at what Priyanka Chopra wore. It's giving when Kim wore that Givenchy dress.
Guys, sorry, we're not really good at descriptions, so I hope you're like, you know, like Googling along while you're listening and see the picture.
You know Kim's Givenchy dress at the Met Gala?
Which one? When she's pregnant. Yeah. Oh my God, ew.
That is what Priyanka Chopra is giving.
You know what? Priyanka Chopra actually can't dress.
No.
I don't know who to blame, like,
because she's so fucking pretty and she does.
Oh my God, she's still with the Jonas.
Yeah, they're married.
I know, but like, people get married every day. Or maybe like it was just for bands. Why is I don't like that concept of let's use the same print
on
and it's
everything,
even down to the shoe.
Like, it's so scary.
It's scary.
Like, did you not have any other material? We say there's a
the belt, the shoe, and gloves.
Like, I'm sure the fucking earrings had the same material too.
But you know what? Sometimes I think, right? And hear me out. Does it look better in person?
Like, oh yeah, maybe the pictures aren't.
Yeah, sometimes it might actually be like in person is like this is a moment, but in the because I think I don't know if you get that. I get that sometimes. Like, I know IRL, my outfit bangs, but for some reason I'm taking a picture.
It's like,
and it's looking weird, but it's like, no. I look like the shit.
Yeah, you had to see me. You know? IRL.
It's like, you had to be there. That is so funny.
Because the girl's like, get it. And then girls like, don't. And you're obviously not that girl. You obviously don't get it.
Bing bong. What do you want to say to Joe Biden? Ooh, take me out of dinner.
Bing bong.
You see these dogs? If you're not on TikTok, sorry for you.
Mark it. Edison and Teddy, mark it. Come on, Maddie. Sutton. Addy.
Right, so there's this. All right, I need to explain it for my TikTokers, for my non-TikTokers. You'll get it when you get it, when you get TikTok. I don't know if you're not on TikTok.
Get on
you
TikTok.
Can't listen to this podcast and not be on TikTok. It's not making sense. So, Drea Mack's song, I think she's a feature. I don't know. What's the name of the song? Run It Up. Or I don't know.
Come.
It's with some guy and she's a feature. So, it's the dance. I ain't ever been with a baddie.
She goes, it's called Own Brand Freestyle.
That's it. Right. So, basically, this is a lady, like somebody, literally somebody's mum in America. It's like, right, I'm going to teach you to dance. She slows it down. She's like,
I never been with a baddie.
And she's like doing the moves like bare slowly. She's like, she can't. So I added to the tally. Mark it. So basically, if you know the dance, is like you do the tally and it's kind of like a bit of like a guitar. And then there's like a hand movement.
Like, it's like you're scrolling on a phone almost, right? To the side.
And she calls it like, mark it.
Because you're marking her on the tally. Madison.
But that makes sense. You're marking it on the tally. Yeah.
I never been with a baddie. She comes, so I edited the tally. Mark it. Madison and Connor. Son, Ellie. By the right to the left. Son.
When this episode's out, we're going to post that video on our story.
Yeah, so you guys can...
It's so funny.
TikTok.
And the thing is, it's more... What makes it more funny is the fact that I actually learned the dance from watching the video. Because that's the best tutorial I've seen.
Literally.
The market. I never thought about it like that, you know.
Because that's how I clocked it. So I added a tally. Madison Button called her. That's a tally. She's swiping the tally. She's right
there.
The tally.
Because the hands, you know me and choreography, the hands are moving too much.
Says the girl who danced Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah, I did, man, when I was doing ballet, jazz, and tap. All the contemporary dancing. I was so shit at tap.
Do you know what? I'm so sorry. I can imagine.
Oh, you fucking bitch. No, you know what it was?
You'll be like, let me make my own beat.
Do you know what it was? Because like my age range when I was thing, there's different tap shoes. So the older people's tap shoes, the heel is more, not potent, but you know what I mean? In terms of click, clickety click, like when you cha-cha-cha, it clicks more. Whereas like the junior ones, it's like you have to really like shuffle ball change, like, and your bare swiping. It's like, right, like, what's the sound? Kilode, like, what's going on? Like,
hello,
where's the sound?
I'm done.
That shit crazy.
Black Friday has been here. And I did no shopping. Do you know what's so funny?
Did Lee squatizzle?
I didn't get anything because I was brazoke as a joke. And also, this time last year, I did mad amounts of Black Friday shopping.
I remember
my Black Friday shit did not come until like the end of December.
Sorry. Cartier do clothes? What? Is that like...
Allow you, I tell.
So Michael Ward.
He
wore
Cartier. Yeah, I saw that. He's in that green kind of.
Not Kid Hood. He's in Top Boy. In Cartier. Sorry, I'm not sure if they're talking about the watch. Maybe they just didn't know where his thing was from. So let's just figure this out because I'm a bit nervous, starting to get a little bit shaky.
My heart's going pitter patter, pitter patter.
No, this ain't right.
Pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter.
Maybe they just mean the watch.
Yeah, maybe it is just the watch.
Because I just feel like I should know that.
Oh my God, we can't forget our homegirl was also...
But that's also... Sorry.
Why do I keep calling it the British Fashion Awards?
But you know... What? They do clothing. Stop it.
Let me see.
I'm getting all Selfridges Cartier men's. Wait, no.
What the fuck?
All right, no, this is... It's Google doing up the wrong shit. Cartier. No, I'm just confused. What's going on? No, it's just watches. Right, so this is what gets on my nerves about like Vogue and them, man, because that's so lazy.
I'm so done, sorry.
That's so lazy.
When you search Cartier clothes,
I hate Google AdWords. Stop it. That's so lazy. So because he's wearing a Cartier watch and you can't
they
be bothered...
They just said to search what he's wearing.
Or just like hit up his... Like do your do your Googles.
Who are the fashion editors for Vogue? Want to have a word, please?
Just how are you... No, that's fucking...
You're literally Vogue.
You know what that's like? That's like saying fucking Amber Lowe in Swatch.
Now, why'd I gotta be Swatch? No. Why can't I be like Gucci?
No, I'm just trying to think about
why can't I be Swarovski or something? Why I gotta be Swatch? Now, why you gotta do me like that? Why can't I be Amber in Pandora or Amber in Swarovski? Why not Amber in AP? Why Swatch?
I don't know.
Is that what you think of me?
I don't know why I did that. I mean, I was just pitching at your level right now. I'm just trying to make it more realistic for the cousins, you know. If I said Amber in Rolex, they're going to be like, Ro, who? Who the Ro? Who is the Ro? No, that's lazy. That's actually rude. I'm actually very offended.
We actually discussed about the laziness of Vogue fashion editors the last time we did a fashion show. Well, I don't know what show it was.
It was the Met Gala.
And we were like, they do not put everyone's clothes in its side.
And sometimes they get it wrong.
Yeah, and I'm here scrambling, trying to look for like who it is.
That ain't right, Vogue. Sort it out.
Literally. Oh yeah, as I was saying, our homegirl Mae Miller was also at the
Yes, she was, girl.
She was in Ted Baker.
Oh, was it Ted Bakes?
Yeah, she's in Ted Baker.
She looks stunning.
She looks so good. It was giving off such an 60s disco vibes. Which she suits that really well. I'm talking about her like she's not my friend.
God, she's literally a pop star.
She's you know she's on The Voice US
I know.
Mazzoline.
That is huge.
That is so big. Babes, I would stay up to watch it, but like work's got me on the ropes. I need to go to bed. But I'm going to watch it tomorrow and like catch up.
That is huge. Shout out to Mae Miller.
And yeah, man. What were you talking about?
Anyway, guys, go actually check out the red carpet. To be fair, as much as I'm cussing Vogue, they have a lot of pictures of what people wore.
Yeah, they got about
once.
81 pictures.
For change.
I mean, half of them, we have no idea who they are. Well, I have no idea who they are. And I get annoyed when I'm like, just do people that I know.
No.
But obviously, they're writing for the
mass. Do the 10 people that I know and forget the rest. That is so funny. No, everyone looked pretty cool, pretty swag, pretty iconic, which was lovely. And it's nice to see the British Fashion Council trying to be a bit young and hip and partnering with TikTok.
But they have to. They have to move with the times. They can't be old anymore. Like, the people that are making moves are young. And successful people are becoming successful younger and younger. So,
roll with the times.
Roll with the times. That's what you got to do.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, sorry. I was saying Black Friday.
Oh, sorry. God,
that's what I was
before
saying.
Swatch, before Swatch. Swatched you up. Sorry about it.
Sorry about it. Oh, it's so annoying. Like, if I could come out of my body and sometimes punch myself in the face, I would. We're coming for you.
All right, stop. Black Friday.
So, last year, I was Black Friday, and like, there was no Black Friday. My clothes didn't come for like 10,000 weeks. Mm. But this year, I didn't Black Friday because I had no money. But also, you know, we always complain.
But. I can say you. But one more time.
We always complain about Pretty Little Thing. Ah, no shock. However, this year, they topped themselves.
Oh, yeah?
And they were selling clothing at 100% off.
So what's that one being?
£0 and 00 100% off.
What do you mean, for free?
For free.
What do you mean? Seriously?
So you was allowed to get, but... So it wasn't you can get 10,000 items for free and then just pay the delivery.
Mm.
Oh no, it was you're allowed one free item with other items. So one... You're still spending money. Two, what about all the workers?
Wait, so basically, if I got five things, then I can get one thing for free?
Yeah, so basically, you had to have other orders with that item. So if you bought...
As in some things are specifically marked down for free, but you can't buy it by itself?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Which is just crazy to me.
But it just points to how much it costs to make it. Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing that you're giving away clothes for free. There are homeless people in the freezing cold. Mm. If you've got clothes to give away for free, they're the people that you should be giving it to. There are many, many refugees that risk their life to come here with one t-shirt and one shoe on their foot and their back. Those are the people you can give those free clothing to. I don't know. I just can't deal. And also, another thing... Molly Mae came out with like this really cute ski collection.
Oh, okay.
This Pretty Little Thing. Cute, right? Mm. She looks really cute. Yeah, it's not so cute because if you wear that ski outfit, you are going to die from hypothermia.
Oh, it's not
Why?
Warm.
Because it's not warm. And they make a note like not for skiing
Don't
purposes.
For skiing.
It's literally
for fashion.
For fashion. And how many people read the blueprint of these things?
Because
I don't. So I would have bought my 10 little items and taken my 10 little Pretty Little Thing ski.
No skiing.
And I would have froze my little tits off.
I bet the photo shoot is like in snow, yeah?
Of course.
But things like this make me look at Molly Mae sideways. And I know she's like the people's fave and she can do no wrong.
Yeah, because
but
I really
sis,
like her too.
I feel like the whole point of you going in is that you're supposed to...
Make
have
a change.
A voice and make a change and maybe put your foot down and show like these are my beliefs. And
has.
That's the thing. She's just a face. Like, she probably tries her best, but That being said, if I was her, I'd rather be like, you know what? Sack off the fucking ski thing if it's not for skiing. Where am I wearing that to?
Because she actually went on a ski holiday and I bet you're not wearing Pretty Little Thing. I bet you're wearing your little Prada warm thing.
Where am I wearing that to? Leicester Square. Like, look, like, let's
you
be realistic.
Freeze
like,
wearing that right now.
Like, where are you wearing it to? Like, stop being so stupid.
Like,
and this is why, like, as much as like we say fast fashion and you try and lump in like Zara in there, I think there's actually levels to the fast fashion thing.
There are
like,
levels.
I can't to even because at least Zara, it's fast fashion. My puffer jacket is puffering, mate. It's so hot, I even get BO.
Do you
know what I mean?
No, but I keep saying that's why I call them fast fashion and then Zara and H&M fast fashion because they are fast fashion. They're too fast, yeah. They need to slow down because it ain't right. Ain't fucking right.
Ain't
tell
fucking
you now.
Right,
anyway, you know we don't fucks with them, so and I still don't fucks with them. But just a little bit of update.
I don't fuck with you anymore.
Basically. Get into it, yeah.
Get into it, yeah.
Oh my god, guys, can I tell you a secret? I started a new job.
Oh my god, yeah, she did. She's working like a working man.
No. I'm working. I'm really working like a working man.
Mm. But she's enjoying it.
It's actually going really, really well. I feel really hashtag cool. It was so funny. The other day, Prinny was like, do you not realise the company you work for?
Mm.
And I was like, oh, yeah, like, cool. And she was like, you're weird. Like, this is a big deal. And I was like, yeah, get into it, yeah. But yeah, I just thought I would update you guys on my life.
Life update,
got a new job. Any more life updates? Still fat. Still single.
Yeah, still not going to the gym. Still single.
Oh my, actually no, I saved that Patreon.
I got things to get off my fucking chest.
Oh, swear yeah, down. Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to Patreon.
Got a lot to say, you know.
Obviously, if you are new here, hello cousin. We have a Patreon that comes out every Monday at 7:30. And that is our Patreon is basically dating diaries, and that is where we do all of our boy talk. Cause we did used to do all of our boy talk on this podcast.
But we said, there ain't no way, boy.
But we said, there ain't no way because one, we were about to get yam up by the mandem, glucose that we're chatting about and dating. Yeah. And two, like, it's just too much good quality for free. Like, like as in, like, this can't just be out there on a platform for everyone to just hear, like, reputation. But if you are interested in hearing all our dirty little talks, all our naughty little stories, you can sign up to our Patreon. There's a link in our Instagram bio, or you can go onto our website and there's a link there too, and you can sign up to our Patreon that comes out every Monday at 7:30. But if you are part of Patreon, you will have realized there was not a Patreon episode.
Sorry about it.
What are you doing?
I'm doing ad libs.
Okay.
I'm saying sorry about that. Sorry about it.
There wasn't a Patreon because we made our DJ debut.
And the crowd goes, what?
I know you guys think we're mad because we're here, there, and everywhere, but we're literally here, there, and everywhere. Mm. We are podcasters. We are
DJs.
We are
radio hosts. That being said, if you're not doing anything between 4 and 6 on a Saturday, we will be live on Represent Radio if you want to have a little listen. We actually did our first live show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we didn't really advertise it that much, because we were hashtag scared. But we advertised this one. Guess what? We're fucking sick. So head over to Represent 107.3 and you can listen to us radioing between 4 and 6, getting you ready for whatever.
Your turn up on a Saturday.
Yeah, your little Saturday turn up. Where's the vibes at on Saturday? Like, what's people doing?
I'm going to Thames concert.
Oh, yeah. What am I doing?
Back to my house.
What am I doing on Saturday? Oh my god, not me having no plans on Saturday.
Not her bringing out her phone trying to figure out plans right now.
No. I'm looking to see. Oh, no, I literally have no plans on Saturday.
Empty.
It's empty. Do you know what? I should fucking sit my ass at home. That's what I need to do.
Valid. All right, cool. Any more announcements?
Huh? Any more announcements? Yeah, we're DJs, by the way. So, like, if anyone needs to, like, book us.
Yeah, you got, like, any events and that coming up. Like,
any events and that. We are happy to be booked.
Booked and busy. Right, guys, it has come to that time in the episode where we give you guys Adam of the Week.
Yeah.
So, for any new listeners, Item of the Week is that segment where we give you guys an item we've been looking at, something that's on our wish list, obviously a fashion item, and we share it with you guys to give you guys inspo, put you guys onto new brands, and also, you know, if you're feeling nasty, if you're feeling sexy, you can actually, like, gift us, like, don't be shy.
We will send you our address.
If you got it, you got it. Share it around. So, yeah, so this is the segment, and I'm gonna go first.
Yeah.
So mine is so sexy. This is a sexy, sexy dress from a brand, an independent brand called Aune Collection. Mm-hmm. Aune is spelled A-U-N-E.
A-U-N.
Aune. Mm-hmm. So it's called Jameela Cutout Midi Dress. It's like sheer, almost mesh-like material, but then you also have cutouts. So you have like cutout around the chest area and you've got a cutout around the stomach. So make sure the stomach is flat.
You're so annoying.
Right? And it's sheer to the point where you see the pants.
I love that.
Wear like, you know, the little, whatever, you the high waist pant or the
tongue.
I'm
just
tongue
not brave
the,
to
I'm
do
not brave
it,
enough, but I'm,
but
you know what,
it.
I'm getting into it. Because when we, I'll do your debut, what I wore was very, for me, maybe not for somebody else, but for me,
that's
the most flesh I think I've ever shown. That's what, I forgot I wanted to talk about that actually. Let's talk about it next week, body confidence. That's the most flesh I've shown outside in public, not on holiday.
Well done, I'm proud of you.
And it was like, for some other people, it might not be a lot. It's like, yeah. Oh, just a bit of your belly. But for me, I'm like, I'm naked.
That's so mad. It's so bizarre, guys, because I love being naked and pretty. Just
I'm the
like,
opposite.
It's like,
yeah,
opposite to
it's
me.
So
I'm like,
scary.
Get your fucking tits out, no one cares.
It's so scary. But I also felt really like, liberated and empowered, and it's like it's my body and it might
and
not be
it. Yeah.
It might not be where I want it to be, but I'm gonna do it. And also it doesn't mean that like if I'm being sexy, that's not a reflection of anything. It's just this is what I wanted to wear mm-hmm. today, and it doesn't mean like I'm a dirty slag.
But even if you are
which
a dirty slag,
I might be,
who cares?
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So yeah, this is like the beginning of me showing more flesh. So here it is. It's so
oh my
dang.
God.
It's so pink and it's like long.
Oh
and it's got
my
a slit.
God.
It's got a slit and yeah, it's fucking sexy. So if you guys want to see this, head over to stylingcitydiaries.com where you have the direct links, and also make sure you're following us on Instagram, Styling City Diaries, so you can see it. It's bloody sexy. It's not on my budget though, it's $390. But like,
do you know what?
One day, one
that.
Day. You know what this is? This is
that.
A dress I'm wearing with my man on holiday and we're going for dinner. And it's the last night and we're having
yeah.
a baby very soon
that, yeah,
in 9 months.
That's when the baby comes.
Like,
in.
This is baby making. Are you mad? What? That is so peng.
She said, I'm ready to get brewed up, brewed up.
We stay ready. I didn't know the vibes. Anyway, that's Aune Collection. Shout out love bait on the baby maker.
I'm done. Right, so my item of the week is a bit funky monkey.
Okay.
But we like a bit of funky monkey when we
funky monk.
Funky monks. So it's from this brand called Senja by Maddie. And she makes these really cool jackets with like fluffy arms and what's this collar?
Yeah.
And so I know it's quite a bit out there, but I really like it. I mean, it's sold out, but I think it's really hashtag cool. And it's this black leather jacket.
Ooh.
I think this is so up your street.
Ooh, that is really cool.
So imagine a black leather blazer and then the arms have got like fluff and then the collar's got fluff.
Yeah.
It's £145.
That's not bad.
It's upcycled and hand stitched in London. Like they're like sustainable, fashionable, like everything able is there. And they do cardigans as well.
Ooh.
So everything is upcycled, which is pretty cool, pretty fetch.
Pretty cool, pretty fetch.
And I also really like this one though, but I'm going to go for the black one. It's like my item of the week, but this is really like Pat from EastEnders, but I love it.
it's like zebra print
with like
red
fur. It's very
collar.
Cool, but yeah, so that is the brand that is my item of the week. So yeah, go
one.
And check them out because they do gloves.
Oh, that's so cool.
Imagine that DJ in.
Oh, iconic.
Oh my god, so cute. I think they do shoes as well. I think
oh
they upcycle
god.
Shoes. This is a really cool brand.
That's really cool.
Really, really cool. And they have like these really cool tops as well.
Oh, that's really lovely.
So So yeah, go check him out. Senja, S-E-N-J-A by Maddie with an I-E. Yeah, get into it, yeah.
Get into it, yeah. So,
cousins, thank
our
you.
Our cousins, we love you long time. Thanks, listen cuz. To us on Saturday on Represent. Yes. Patreon dropping on Monday, and we'll be back again next Thursday.
If you do want to keep up with our DJ-ness, you can go and follow our Instagram page, Prinny X Amber.
Bob, 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 bob.
If you want to just like be pretty cool, pretty fetch, follow Style and City Diaries. And then if you want to be extra cool, extra fetch, extra swag,
swag,
follow our personals.
Oh, sorry, Brittany Ray. That's Ray with the E.
And Amberlo, L-E-A-U-X.
Done there, done there,
done there.
Fabulous
time. Have a great Thursday. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.